Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, June 15th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first detected in India, has now made its way to more than 60 countries and is currently surging in the UK. While the Delta variant spread in the US is still relatively contained, public health experts say it's crucial to keep it that way. The Delta strain may carry double the risk of hospitalization compared to the Alpha, or UK variant, and it can cause unusual symptoms. Some people have reported hearing loss, while others have experienced severe gastric distress. One Mumbai cardiologist reportedly treated two COVID-19 patients with blood clots so severe they required fingers or feet amputations. The Delta variant allegedly has 18 known mutations. A professor at Duke says it's, quote, the most infectious variant by far, and that larger numbers of people traveling between India and the UK could account for the Delta variant spread. Whereas in the US, international travel is still fairly restricted. The US reached a new milestone during the coronavirus pandemic Tuesday. 600,000 deaths have been recorded. The staggering death toll, also the highest reported death count in the world, rises even as life returns to a semblance of normalcy. Though coronavirus vaccines are readily available in much of the U.S., the pace of daily injections has dropped by nearly half since a peak in April, which has caused experts to worry that the country will not be able to reach a level of immunity high enough to stop the circulation of the virus. More than 33.5 million Americans have tested positive for the virus, the most of any country in the world. An Australian tourist who was raped in 2015 at her Times Square Airbnb rental was reportedly, and quietly, paid millions of dollars by Airbnb to never mention the incident. Apparently, the young woman visited New York City with friends for New Year's Eve, but when she returned to the apartment in the early hours, a man who somehow had a copy of the keys was waiting in the dark to attack her. He was arrested the next day, but Airbnb allegedly paid for the woman to stay at another hotel, paid to fly her mother to New York City, paid for both of them to fly home, and then offered to cover any counseling bills. The woman also accepted a $7 million payout, one of the largest Airbnb has ever made. However, a stipulation of the payment was allegedly that the woman agreed to never talk about the settlement or imply Airbnb or the host were to blame. At the height of the anti-police brutality protests in the summer of 2020, three NYPD officers complained about the taste of milkshakes that they ordered from a Shake Shack. The store manager apologized and offered them vouchers for free food. But hours later, he was accused of intentionally poisoning the cops. The NYPD reviewed security footage from the store, tested the milkshakes, tested the officers, and concluded there was no poisoning. Regardless, police unions ran with the hoax story and got tens of thousands of retweets on social media. Now, a year later and no longer working at Shake Shack, the store manager has filed a lawsuit stating that he was falsely arrested by the NYPD and defamed by the unions. The manager was interrogated for 3 hours at a police precinct where he says he was taunted by detectives. Residents in one Arizona county have reported strange visits to their homes by people falsely claiming to be local election officials. The door knockers have approached at least two separate homes, saying they're from the Yavapai County Recorder's Office and asking residents how they voted back in November. It's unclear why the impersonators have been pestering residents with questions, but there is some concern that it could result in identity theft. According to an attorney from the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, it is illegal for canvassers to ask voters which specific candidate they voted for. Not this again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott hopes that Americans will donate to build the border wall. Again. The first time around, citizens donated millions of dollars to then-President Trump's pet project, only for much of the cash to end up lining the pockets of organizers like Steve Bannon. But Abbott seems like he's banking on Americans having short-term memories. In a podcast interview on Tuesday, he said he'll be soliciting donations to help fund his new pledge to finish the border wall. As a matter of fact, he's not limiting donations to just Americans. He said, quote, "Everybody in the entire world who wants to help Texas build the border wall, there will be a place where they can contribute." Jeez. Lucky us. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.